Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, August 2nd, 2015. I am your host, Katina Love, a spiritual and wellness coach. My website is lotuslifehealing.com, LotusLifeHealing.com. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/KatinaLove8, KATINA.LOVE, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your spiritual journey to higher consciousness and promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, I would love to hear from you. Also, if you have any ideas on how we can improve this show, or if you would like to hear a certain topic, or if you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. And the lines will be open at the end of the show. And you can also send an email to lotuslife, LotusLife, the number 8, at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is manifesting your desires. And this is part 4. We live in a world of creation and attraction, and we co-create with the universe. Everything we think and speak about is creating our future, our present and our future, in every given moment. Think about that. Now take a moment and take some deep breaths and just start to visualize how you want your life to be. How you like your finances to be, the relationships, your career or your business. Where are some places you want to travel? How would you like to feel in your body, in your emotions? What would you like for your loved ones? This show is designed to be a guide to help you with retraining the way you think, to think more things of what's wanted in your life versus what's not wanted. We have a returning guest and our co-host, Cherise Fox, who is an intuitive spiritual life coach and Reiki master. She and I will be sharing manifesting tools, tips, and techniques. Cherise, thank you so much for being on the show today. How are you?
I am fantastic, and thank you so much for allowing me to share this space with you again. I really appreciate it, and I also want to say thank you to everyone that's listening and supporting the show. We really do appreciate you. And just a reminder, if you guys have any questions that you'd like answered or if there's any topics that you would like to hear us talk about, feel free to reach out to us and we'll be happy to discuss it on this show. So I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cherise, can you share your contact info?
Oh, yes. I always forget to do that. Sorry. So you can reach me at, visit my website. It is sherisecoaching.com. That's SHERISE, coaching.com. Or you can also follow me on Twitter at sherisecoaching. And you can reach me on Facebook at she.rise312.
Awesome. So we've been having so much fun with these manifesting shows.
Yes.
We've been having so much fun.
Yes,
and
it's like
I
my
know
favorite
that this is one of my favorites
to talk about.
Yeah, yours and one of my favorite subjects too. So we are a perfect match. We actually manifested each other.
Yes. And you know what? I want to take this moment too, because I've been meaning to do this. And I want to say a special thank you to Kamise for connecting us on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's just been magical, our connection and the way things have unfolded for us. So thank you, Kamise. I hope
yes.
you're listening. So
yes.
thank you for the connection.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very grateful for that because I have been putting out in the universe this year that I want to be, I am not playing anymore. I want to be around like-minded people. I want friends
yes.
of like mind, friends that uplift
yes.
and help humanity and are in a higher vibration. And I also wanted a meditation partner, a manifesting partner. I just wanted a friend, someone who I can relate to, and someone who we can walk on this journey together with our life purpose. And this is part of our life purpose. Because we're going to do a lot of things, a lot of shows together. We're going to be traveling. We're going to be doing workshops on manifesting. We just planned to do our first webinar in September, and the day will be announced on the next show. So there's a lot of great things going on. So we're going to get started. So in the last three shows, we shared information about guided meditation, so you might want to go back and listen to parts one through three on manifesting your desires. So we talked about guided meditation, knowing exactly what you want, thinking positive thoughts and speaking positive affirmations, keeping it to yourself, it's your secret, until the right time, clearing your mind and environment from clutter, which is so important, creating and utilizing vision boards and slideshows, how journaling and scripting are beneficial, and steps to take guided action. We also started to talk about things that we've already started manifesting in our own lives. So we just talked about how we manifested each other. So we're going to just move along here and just share some more things that we've manifested as well as others. So Sharice, did you want to start? Would you like to start off by sharing something?
Oh, sure. I'll be happy to do that. And the wonderful thing about manifesting is great when you can go back and share your story with others. And, you know, it kind of helps to build the confidence not only in yourself, but it helps when others see how you're creating things in your life. They want to know what you're doing, and they want to come on board too. And so that's really wonderful. And so I'm really happy to be able to share stories about my experience. And one of the main things that I was able to manifest in my life years ago was actually a home. I grew up in a small town, and my family didn't have very much money, and one of the dreams that I always had as a little girl was to be able to own my own home one day. And so I was able to manifest that in my life, and it was just an amazing experience. I had this vision of this home that I wanted in my mind for years. And so I remember I was working really hard, and it seems like all the people around me, I just kept hearing stories about people buying homes, buying a new home, and everybody's so excited. And then I was feeling kind of bummed out about it because I didn't think that I could possibly own my own home. When I looked at my financial situation, my credit history, and my bank account, it just said, no, you know, it's not possible. But, you know, I was really frustrated one day, and I remember lying on the couch. I was just having a moment. I was really just sad, and I was in tears. And there was this voice, and it was my voice in my ear, and it said very loudly, get up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And it was like the voice was saying, you can have it too. You can do this. Mm-hmm. And so then I just started taking steps. I had the vision in my mind, and so I knew what type of home I wanted. And in my mind, I said, okay, I don't have a lot of money, so I don't want to place a down payment. I want to buy a home.
Right.
I don't want to put any money down. I want it 100% financed. And I wanted to be a newer home. I wanted it to be 1 to 5 years old. I didn't want to build a home. I just wanted it already there, but I wanted to be new. And so basically it seemed impossible in my situation, but I said, no, this is what I'm going for. And so I started to do the work, and that's really important with manifesting. And we talked about this before taking action. So the action steps that I took were, number one, I had to clean up my credit. So I began to clean up my credit. Number two, I had to start looking for different resources. And so I started doing the work. I found a loan officer. I cleaned up my credit. And eventually, so in a five-month period, I was able to purchase my home. I got 100% financing. I didn't have to put anything down. And all I had to do was move in, and my home was 5 years old. And so I got the home I wanted. I got the square footage that I wanted. The home looked like I wanted it to look. And I remember when I went to visit the home with my real estate agent, and there was a flyer. And I took the flyer, and on the back of it, I wrote, "I am a homeowner." And I just repeated that. And that was my mantra during the whole buying process. I am a homeowner. I am a homeowner. It just became my mantra. And within 3 weeks, I closed on that deal. 100% financing. 100% financing.
That is amazing.
And beautiful. Yeah. So, yeah, it's possible. And it didn't, you know, on the surface, it didn't seem possible. But all things are possible. They are.
Right. They are. When we believe. When we believe all things are possible.
Yeah.
That is just amazing.
Absolutely.
Right. So I have yet to purchase or to move into my dream home. And what I find is when I feel guided to, like, go look, because you do have to be in that space mentally and emotionally. That's why The Secret talks so much about do whatever you got to do to get in the place, get in the home, go see, go shopping. It doesn't matter if you can afford it now or not. Get in that space.
Right.
Go test drive that car. It doesn't matter what you have now, because we're not looking at the current reality.
Exactly.
So what I find,
you know,
I
was just going to
say,
with you bringing that up, that's one of the things that I did before I bought my home. I would drive through the subdivision. I would go shop in the area where the home was before I even purchased the home. I spent time. I put my energy in that area. So, yes, I agree.
It's so important to do that. And then the other thing, too, I know for me, when I'm led and inspired to go, because I was talking about today, I wanted to go to some open houses and just look at homes. It's just, you know, getting in that space. It doesn't matter what it looks like now. And I was going to say that when you do that, when you're on that frequency, you'll start attracting other people who are going to want homes, too, because my dad started talking about he wants to buy a home. He's like, oh, I want to move. They live in townhouse now. Like, oh, I want to move. And I want to move to a house. I'm like, I was just talking about that. So you're going to attract. You know that frequency is going to be other like, because like attracts like. You're going to attract other people. You know, you might be inspired to go across town and look at a house. You know, you just never know how you're going to be led that way. And
exactly.
I wanted to share when I first moved out when I was in my 20s. I was driving back and forth to work. It was like an hour away, and I'm like, I'm just tired, and I need to move out of my parents' house. So, when I was in my
20s,
I was like, you know what? I need to move. I need to move. I'm tired of driving. So I was like, Lord, I need you to make a way. I was just praying and hoping. I was like, Lord, I know you're going to open a door for me. So this is what happened. Mm-hmm. I found a roommate, and I needed a down payment. I needed my down payment and my first month's rent, and I didn't have it. So I was like, Lord, I know you're going to make a way. I know you're going to make a way. And I had about 30 days.
Okay.
I was praying and praying, and so this is what happened. My mom and my aunt, they were like, would you drive us to the casino? They love going to Mount Pleasant. So I drove them to Mount Pleasant, right? And I'm hoping somebody was going to hit, too, because I had played. We all had played. But I wasn't really too focused. You know, I was just kind of, like, in the moment and having fun and not, like, stressed or anything. Like, oh, I got to get this money. We were just having fun. And my mom and my aunt, both of them are very lucky. They always win the lottery, and they always hit up the casinos when they go. So I drove them down. And I was ready to go. I had went and sat down and just, you know, doing my own thing, just waiting on them to finish. And I wasn't sitting too far away. My mom was at this slot machine, and I heard it go off. I walked around the corner, and it was her. She won. She hit the jackpot for $8,000.
Wow.
And we were all looking like, what? She was all screaming
and
stuff.
That is awesome.
She hit the jackpot, and she had told us she had put her last dollar in the machine. We were like, what? She put her last dollar, so she won $8,000. So we were like, you ready to go now? She was like, yeah, we out of here. So we left. And we got home. She knew I was trying to move. So when we got home, she gave me $1,500.
Oh,
and that was a blessing.
Awesome.
But let me tell you what happened with that. Let me tell you what happened. I was
There's
like,
more?
You know what? I got some time. Look, I didn't even use the money to put for the apartment. Let me tell you what happened. I said, you know what? I need some clothes. I just started thinking of stuff I needed to buy, right? So I started going shopping and stuff like that and just buying things that I needed. And I was like, Lord, you know, I trust you because you supply all of my needs. And he used the same source again. My mother hit the lottery. She turned around and hit the lottery.
Really?
For a large sum of money. Yeah. Yes, I'm not kidding you. She was lucky. She turned around and hit the lottery for like $5,000. She turned around and gave me $800 this time. It was enough to cover my rent and my first, you know, my down payment. So I just wanted to say, as long as you have the faith, God will open up a door. And what I should have done, which, I mean, it all works out, but you need to, we need to ask for everything that we desire and believe and stand on it, because we're not supposed to live in lack. I wasn't supposed to just pay my apartment, you know, pay the, you know, the rent or whatever and not, and still have need for other things.
Right.
We need to have enough faith. We need to have enough belief that all of our needs are going to be met, that everything we desire is taken care of, and not look at the source, you know, or look at, oh, no, I really got to get this done, I'll go without that. No, that's not how it works.
Right.
You don't need to go without anything. Because it is our birthright to have abundance, to have everything that we desire, not just some things. So that was very moving. That was a major thing that happened for me.
That's
so,
really awesome.
Is there anything you want to share something else?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Speaking of abundance, I do have a funny story. And it's like what you're saying, we have to ask for more, you know, not just enough to get by, but more abundance, excess, more, you know, have everything covered. And we have a tendency to be stuck. And it's our society, I believe, that has created this way of thinking where, you know, we think just enough. And the universe is abundant. There's enough, more than enough for everyone. And so I did this experiment with a group of ladies, and it was a 40-day abundance experiment, and we worked with a mantra for 40 days. And at the beginning of the experiment, I asked everyone to write down the amount of money that they wanted to attract into their experience, and everyone did that. And probably the second week into the experiment, one of the ladies told everyone in the group about an incident that happened with her. So while she's focusing on abundance, she goes out on her balcony, and she lived in an area where there was a big pond, and there were these little ducklings that would swim in this pond near her patio. And she was on the first floor. She had a condo. And so all of a sudden, she said, when she walked out on her patio, just this whole gang of ducklings, they just came towards her, and they came onto her patio, and they just swarmed, and they filled up the patio. And it was so funny because she's focusing on abundance, and here is this huge group of ducklings that came. And so it's really funny because here are these ducklings in abundance on her patio, and she's focusing on abundance. But that's the thing about the universe, and it will show you. You'll get little signs along the way to know that you're heard, that what you're asking for,
absolutely,
the universe is responding to that. And so, you know, she ended up, she had to run into her house to get away from all the ducklings. But
you know what?
Because they took over.
Yeah, not having enough room to receive it all. That's in the ancient scriptures. Mm-hmm. You be blessed with so mm-hmm. much.
Yes.
That you won't have enough room to receive it all.
she could not believe it. Yeah.
Plays with us.
Yes.
And gives us different signs. And it's so important to abundance is a state of mind. It doesn't matter what's in your pocket to be a dime. Abundance is a mindset. It's mental and emotional. You have to feel abundance. You have to, if you want wealth to come into your life, you have to feel wealthy, whatever it takes to feel wealthy. If you have to go buy a new pair of shoes, designer name or whatever, designer purse or shoes or outfit or hat or gloves or sunglasses, or they can even be a knockoff sunglasses. You just want something to resemble that wealth to you, because it is a feeling, it's emotion. It's an emotion that you must feel, because if we feel lack, you're going to continue to experience lack. And if you don't want that, you have to do what you need to do to get into that space. And so Oprah talks about this. To get in that space, you have to be grateful for what you already have.
Right.
You have to be grateful. You know, you talk about the ducks. That's one thing to be grateful for. You can look outside, look at nature, how abundant that is. Look at the trees, they're full of leaves. Look at the flowers. I look at my crystals in my altar where I pray. And I'm like, I have an abundance of crystals. I love my crystals. And I mean, you can have water. You can, because I purchase my water. I have like 5 gallons at a time I fill up. I'm looking at all the abundance of water that I have. I'm looking at the jewelry that I have. Whatever it is. An abundance of natural products. I'm into natural products because I'm a health coach. I'm looking at all the array of herbs I have, all the supplements that I have, the abundance of food. And it's just amazing. We have so much to be grateful for. You know, grateful for your wardrobe, grateful for whatever, grateful for your relationships. Look at if you want to manifest a new relationship, whether it's personal or business. You want to appreciate the ones you have. Look at the ones that you do have that are healthy. And that way you'll attract more and more and more. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I also believe too, Katina, that it's good to give to others what it is you are seeking yourself. When you give to others. And I had an experience where I was feeling really bummed out, and I didn't really have much money, and it was a really hot day in Houston, and the idea dropped in my head that there are homeless people right now that don't have what I have. And so I called up a friend. I said, I'm coming over. I have a task for us to do. I stopped at the grocery store. I picked up bottled water, Gatorade. I picked up lunch sacks and all the things that I needed to make sandwiches. I picked up fruit. And so I got to her house and she's like, what's going on? I said, we're going to feed the homeless today. And so then she went into her pantry and she pulled out what she had, and we got together and we made these lunches and we went out and we just delivered them. And we were under bridges, and we just drove through an area where there were homeless people. And they were so very grateful to receive what we had. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I can't even begin to tell you what that did for my heart. My heart expanded. All of the problems, everything that I was thinking about, that I was so worried about, all of that went away. It's like my heart just opened up just to be able to give. Right. To make somebody else's day better. That put me in a better place. And I wasn't so concerned about what was going on with me. So it's like, give to others what it is that you would, that you want to bring into your world. If you want love, be love. Be loving to other people.
Absolutely.
Be kind to other people. It's not always tangible. You know, it, there are things that we have. We all have gifts we can share with the world that God gave us. And when we do that, then we raise our vibration, and then we can attract more into our experience by coming from that place.
Absolutely. I just wanted to share one more story. My niece just moved out to Arlington, Texas. She got a job at General Motors. And I asked her, I said, do you like your job? She's like, yeah. I said, is it easy? She said, yeah. I said, you manifested that job. She's like, yeah. And I said, what was your intention when you interviewed for the job? She's like, I want an easy position.
Wow.
So you hear stories about people, you know, I think if you work on a line, work at General Motors or Chrysler or Ford, whatever you think is hard work. And it's not always hard work, because you can have favor, because it doesn't matter where you go or what you do. You are always creating your experience. We create our own reality.
True.
So she created that reality for herself. And we do it all the time. So sometimes we do it by default, and sometimes we do it with intention. And so it's so important to design your life in a way to be a deliberate creator.
Yes.
The more conscious you become, you will be a deliberate creator. So I wanted to share one of my cards, Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's called Getting to the Vortex. These are a deck of cards. It talks about abundance and everything that we want. Kind of helps you to stay conscious that we are co-creating our experience in every given moment. So what I like to share is a card that says, I can praise abundance wherever I see it. And it reads, if you seek financial well-being for yourself, you must practice. You must praise it wherever you see it. And we just spoke about that. If you would like more abundance for yourself personally or for others you care about, you must not criticize those who are experiencing abundance. When you criticize or condemn or push against anything, you activate the opposite vibration to what you seek every time, no exception. So that's from Abraham. So be grateful and happy. When people get things that you desire, be happy for them, genuinely happy.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I see a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or a Mercedes, I'm just like so excited. I don't even care what color it is. I'm like, oh, my God, I just saw a Rolls Royce. Oh, my God. Because one day I know that I'll be driving one.
Yes.
So I'm just grateful for it already. And that's a sign when you see these things. That's a sign to let you know that you are on that vibration at that moment. At that moment. So the key is to hold the vibration.
Yeah.
And hold that thought, hold that frequency. Because everything is frequency and vibration. So we have, I'm going to open up the lines and see if there's anyone who has a question or has a comment at this time. The lines are open, and you are welcome to ask the question. Does anybody have any questions? All righty. So we're going to conclude the show. Charisse, are there any last words that you would like to share?
Yes, I would like to say this, that wanting does not lead to having. Choosing does. And
wow,
when you choose, you can create whatever it is that you would like to experience. But you have to choose it. You have to choose it first.
Absolutely. That is so powerful. So powerful. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you for tuning in to the Awakening with Katina Love. I am your host. If you'd like to reach us or send an email, I can be reached at lotuslife, L-O-T-U-S,
LISE, the number 8, at yahoo.com. Truth, did you have another thought before we end the show?
Okay. I just want to say thank you so much, Katina. It's just been wonderful discussing this topic with you, and I look forward to many other topics for discussion.
Absolutely. So we will continue this show. It's going to be an element of surprise, the next topic that we talk about, I'm manifesting. Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.